Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parashat Vayishlach, we have 10 psukim. In this Aliyah, Yaakov finally begins returning home to Eretz Kanaan after more than two decades of being away from his land and from his father. Yaakov sends messengers to Esav with a very peaceful message. However, those messengers return with a very scary report. Esav is coming to greet him with 400 men. And Yaakov gets very scared and very distressed. He divides his family and his belongings into two groups. And he said to himself that if one group has to engage in battle and God forbid even gets lost, the other group will survive. Yaakov then davens to Hashem, asking Hashem to protect him, to protect Yaakov. Now, right before Yaakov's dramatic meeting with Esav, after more than 20 years being apart, the Torah tells us exactly how Yaakov felt about the upcoming meeting and what he did to prepare for the meeting. Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Chet, Vayira Yaakov Meod Vayetzer Lo, Vayachatz Et Ha'am Asher Ito Vet Atzon Vet Ha'Bakar V'Agmalim, Lishnei Machanot. Yaakov was very afraid and very troubled, and he divided the nation, the people that were with him and all of his belongings into two camps. And many mefarshim discuss the seemingly superfluous expressions in the beginning of the pasuk. What is the difference between Vayira Yaakov and Vayetzer Lo? What is the difference between him being afraid and him being troubled? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that Yaakov had two emotions. One was Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Yaakov was afraid that he might be killed. But Yaakov had another fear as well, in contrast to many people and to many nations that we ourselves see today. In contrast to them, people who are only happy to kill others, especially their enemies, Yaakov was not happy about that prospect at all. A Jew is never happy when another human loses their life, even if that person is their enemy. So Yaakov was not only afraid that he would be killed, but also Vayetzer Lo, he was troubled, he was pained that he may have to kill others. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, he died in 1893. The Netziv in his Perush to the Torah HaMikdavar offers two other explanations as to the meaning of Vayetzer Lo. Yes, Vayira Yaakov, he was afraid, but what does Vayetzer Lo mean? So first, the Netziv says that Yaakov was Vayetzer Lo, he was pained about the Vayira Yaakov Maod. He was troubled by the fact that he was afraid. He shouldn't be afraid, and he felt that he shouldn't be afraid. The Malbim, Rav Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michel Weiser, who died in 1879, gives a very similar answer, as do other Mefarshim. The Netziv, however, offers another suggestion as to what Vayetzer Lo may refer to. He says it may refer to the fact that Yaakov was troubled by the predicament that he himself got himself into. Maybe he shouldn't, he thought to himself. Maybe he shouldn't have woken up Esav and tried to appease him and contact him. In fact, the Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk says exactly that. The Medrash compares Yaakov to a person who walked past a sleeping dog and tugged at the dog's ears. That's a mistake, and of course will not end positively. And that, says the Netziv, is what Yaakov was now thinking, and may be the meaning of Vayetzer Lo. That's Rashi, and that's the Netziv. Finally, there is another beautiful answer about what Vayetzer Lo is referring to. I have seen this idea in a number of places. For example, I saw this in a sefer called Parparot LaTorah. I'm there on page 149. Everywhere I've seen this pshat, it's quoted in the name of Kama Migdolei HaChasidut. However, I could not find it in any sefer that I saw. I looked at a number of places. If you know where it's quoted, please WhatsApp me privately. I'd very much appreciate it. In any case, this answer focuses on the whole pasuk. Vayira Yaakov Me'od, Vayetzer Lo, Vayachatz Et Ha'am, Asher Ito, etc. Lishnei Machanot. Yes, Yaakov was afraid. Vayira Yaakov Me'od. But also Vayetzer Lo. He was troubled. He was in pain that Vayachatz Et Ha'am, Lishnei Machanot. He was pained that he was forced to divide the camp, that he had to cause a division and a separation among his family, among Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov knew that when we stick together, no one can harm us, not even Esav. But Yaakov divided them nevertheless, and that pained him. For Bnei Yisrael to be divided, for there to be two camps in one nation, that's too much. It's one thing to go to war, and that can be a cause of Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. But it's still another thing, maybe even worse, to have division Bnei Yisrael, to have separate camps. That's a cause for Vayetzer Lo. Have an amazing day, everyone, and Shavua Tov.